Up next, a local newscast for the North Shore from MSO News Sports. Also available on our North Shore Today post, as well as additional information. Get connected to the North Shore through MSONewsSports.com.
This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 7, 2017. Ethan Foreman writes in the Salem News, Congressman Seth Moulton, Democrat from Salem, said President Donald Trump's new executive order suspending travel from six Muslim-majority countries meant to protect the nation from foreign terrorists will actually make the country less safe. Trump's executive order, issued Tuesday, bars travel for 90 days from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. It exempts Iraq from the list of nations due to its fight against the Islamic State group and the fact that the Iraqi government has expressly undertaken steps to enhance travel documentation. The order also suspends the refugee program for 120 days. Moulton is quoted as saying in a prepared statement, President Trump's ban continues to make us less safe and is in total opposition to the values upon which our country was founded. Moulton, who served four tours of duty in Iraq as a Marine Corps infantry officer, said he would support improvements to the vetting process for those coming here. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ethan Foreman. It appears two major parcels of land in Revere and East Boston will be undergoing redevelopment. Bill Newell has that story.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Well, nearly 7 years after the last bet was placed at the Wonderland Greyhound Dog Park, the sprawling complex could be transformed into the city's next neighborhood. Thomas Grillo of the Item writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, sources tell the Item that a well-known regional developer is in discussions with the property owner to buy the 34-acre parcel on VFW Parkway. Wonderland is owned by CBW Lending LLC, some of the same investors with an interest in Suffolk Downs. The potential redevelopment of Wonderland comes as word that Suffolk Downs in East Boston is about to be sold. The Boston Globe reported last week that a group led by former Boston Redevelopment Authority Director Thomas O'Brien has the 161-acre site under contract. O'Brien did not return a call seeking comment. Wonderland Greyhound Park's storied history began in the summer of 1935. When 5,000 patrons watched Pansy Walker win the first Greyhound race at the track as nearly $60,000 was online by gamblers. 4 years later, Rural Ruby dominated the racing season, setting a record with 19 wins. While the track provided fun for gamblers and jobs for 75 years, a combination of outlawing of Greyhound racing in Massachusetts and the opening of the Foxwoods Resort Casino spelled the death knell for that facilities. Now, there's much more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, on MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
Hey, Bill, thank you very much. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, as President Donald Trump signed a new version of his controversial travel ban Monday, while Senator Elizabeth Warren was in town, meaning in Lynn, the CEO of the Lynn Community Health Center said she fears for her staff's family and patients who have uncertain immigration status. Lori Abrams-Berry is quoted as saying, I've never been so upset about anything in my life. There's a level of tension that everyone in this health center and in Lynn is feeling about this. Berry made her remarks during a roundtable conversation with Warren, local officials, and clinic executives. The liberal Democratic senators toured the facility to learn how doctors are integrating services among specialties, as well as with other health care providers. Warren used portions of her 90 minutes in Lynn to unleash on Trump's promise to withhold funds to the so-called sanctuary cities, communities including Boston and Somerville, whose police forces refused to assist federal immigration agents or inquire about immigration status. More on this story on itemlive.com, story written by Thomas Grillo. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, Gloucester High School's vocational technical program has landed a state grant worth $499,634 for new equipment aimed at boosting student skills to meet the demands of growing 21st century industries. The money is part of an $11.8 million package of state workforce skills capital grants. Gloucester's grant is among 32 being distributed across the state and is among the highest, falling just shy of some $500,000 in grants awarded to five other workforce skills programs, including one to Northern Essex Community College in Haverhill and Lawrence. The Gloucester High School grant which received endorsements from local businesses such as Applied Materials, Varian Semiconductors, will allow the school to add an automated machining center and tooling package, a number of 3D printers, automated tooling equipment, and new digital and robotics equipment, as well as tools for a manufacturing, learning, and training center. More on this story, written by Ray Lamont in today's Gloucester Times. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.